Blog Talk Radio.
It's come, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see.
Hey everyone, all the light workers around the world, good afternoon. Welcome to Blog Talk Channel Panel Program, and a big welcome to all our family around the world. Today is Thursday, September 8th, 2016, and I am calling from work. So if you hear background noise, just let it roll and we'll just keep on going. Our program this afternoon is entitled Sananda Day 22, A Show of Unity. I wish somebody would have told me. That's going to be fun. We are in a very compressed moment in this transition of Earth, being reclaimed by the light. Sananda reveals how to squeeze every drop of learning, service, and goodness from this unique time before the Freedom and Prosperity programs are released. And Archangel Michael will come briefly with a channeling tune-up for all of us. Let's all come into our beautiful, sparkling pillars of light together. Take a deep breath and light up all the diamonds in your pillar, in your brain, in your heart, and in your solar plexus. See it shine bright. Expand it to enclose your whole body, every cell. Reach up to Mother and Father God, who have never let go of our hands, and grab hold and feel their love pouring down on us. And reach down and anchor into the crystal core of our beautiful planet, Terra. Expand around and grab hold of all your light worker family around the planet and see our pillar shining bright. Thanks, everyone. I want to say a special thank you for your love and support in your emails, in your notes to us, and especially your generous donations. It's so appreciated at every level. I'll give a quick Megan Owen report, and then we'll invite in Catherine and Christine. As you might be able to tell, I'm feeling a little puny today. I've had some nauseousness and trouble sleeping, and my head hurts, and it's all good, though. But last night, I thought I hit my limit, and I just crashed in the bed and just went to sleep and woke up and had to take the dogs out. And I was short-tempered with them, and I was unloving. And I thought I was at my limit of self-care and self-nurturing, and I felt alone and sick. And I saw that and felt it keenly, and it was my opportunity to expand and remember how big we really are and how much love I can really hold at any given moment, far beyond what I think I can, which I hit last night. And so I did the Ho'oponopono prayer. I said, I'm sorry to my little special animal, and I remembered that we're all much larger than we think we are. And so this message today is a particular joy to me to hear from Sananda, and I think all of our teams are using this time to help us expand much farther than we think we actually can expand. So I'm very grateful, even though it was uncomfortable, I'm very grateful for the moment of expansion and for me to know I'm actually more loving than I thought I was before because of that. So, again, and a special thank you to Christine and Catherine and all the transmuters who are feeling the squeeze with us and all the work they've done ahead of all of us to help us know that we're much, much more loving than we ever think we were to each other and to our special planet and to our animal friends. I'm so grateful. All right, I'm going to read now the Gaia Portal update. for September 8th, 2016. Humanity insights have been clarified for next phase to begin. Gaia gateways are now primed. Fantasies are cleared. Portals of activation expand at once. Thank you, Airport. So now let's bring on our dear sisters, Catherine and Christine, and say hello. Hi, guys.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Meg.
Hi, everybody.
Hey. Oh, Meg, thank you for that introduction. Oh, from the bottom of my heart, honest to goodness, I know how you feel. We do here. We've been transmuting. Everybody's transmuting. And, of course, everybody's feeling a little puny and a little sick. What a great description. And we're all expanding and expanding to, like you said, hold more joy. The company of heaven came around us this morning to reassure us and say, it's okay, we've got you. And they want everybody to know it's okay, they have us all. We're all being held with such love and gratitude and affection at this important time. So I'm going to tell a little story about what goes on here, just so we can share it with you. You've been told, you know, that we have a portal here where folks can come and talk with us. And some of them are high-dimensional, lovely beings that have come through and come to the light. And once in a while, we get a little kind of strange, a little gnarly feeling. So I'll tell you what Christine does when she clears and closes the portal. She's going to come on Saturday and give you a description of this because it's very effective and helpful so that you can all do this with your own rooms, your own houses. You can clear and clean and, well, I'll just give you a little picture of what happens when she's in charge of the portal clearing. So first, Ashtar and the teams want you to know that every single contact and every interaction is overseen and monitored by your galactic security and personal teams, just as they do for us. So no need to worry about your own security. So this week was especially busy at the portal. So when Christine clears and seals it up, it's so beautiful to see because the angels showed me this week that they come singing with their brooms to help clear and portal. So it's always a good time. So this week, after it was particularly busy, Christine added a very emphatic declaration for Ashtar, and she called for the light architects to please come and change our frequency address. Ashtar is still laughing. So she'll show you all these techniques and tips for how to clear your property and how to call on Ashtar and so on. So this is going to be a really fun show. I'm going to turn it over to Christine and Michael. Oh, let's ask Meg to bring in, to do the introduction for Michael. Okay, are you there,
good.
Meg?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I think
that's just really funny because, make sure I'm on for everybody. Yes. I think it's really funny what you just said because after I heard Christine say that she works with the light architects on surrounding everybody in her home, I went, okay, light architects, I don't know if I've ever worked with you consciously before, but I want you to do that thing Christine does around my house and around our animals, and I don't really know what it is yet, but you do, so just do it. I think it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant. I'm going to wait to hear more from Christine about how to do that with a little bit more eloquence. So, welcome, dear Brother Michael. We're so glad you're here.
Aloha, Meg. Aloha, family of light. Yes, we can vouch that across the world you are all feeling just as Meg described. Puny was a good word because it feels like not only are you being squeezed, but it has been one of those long moments where it's felt like the weight of the world is on your shoulders. And that at any moment, your knees are going to buckle. And we want you to know you are all experiencing some form or degree of this. Not so that you can suffer together, but because it reminds you deep within why you are doing it. That you are not alone when you're doing it, and that you have a support network on the ground there with you and right here with us that is there for you. No one could carry this out alone. It is in our unity, in our love, that this is being accomplished together. So yes, I am your brother, Michael. And I could not reassure you too many times. You are right on target. You are holding the light. You are choosing love in the midst of all conditions, situations, and you are seeing this through. It is not a comfortable moment, but it is a very, very important moment, as Sananda will come and explain further. I will tell you this right now. The more you can choose to be the peace that you are, the more you fulfill the goals of your own life plan, and the more you serve humanity. So it's remember, love first, peace first. We don't need to get through something to accomplish a to-do list, to shift states so that then you can be peaceful. Then you can be loving. No, the way to get there is to be loving first. Now, come away with me. This is our channeling tune-up, but I think it's going to be a nice surprise for you. Your channeling has been going swimmingly, and that's what gave me the idea for today's little channeling tune-up for you. Now, you're going to use your imagination. This is a very important key. When you channel with us in the higher dimensions, and the last show gave many details on how to do that, so you must go and revisit it or give it a listen. It's full of a transmission that also enables you to better channel. Well, you're not going to use your imagination about what we say to you, because we're actually saying something. And that's not the part you have to use your imagination for. What you use your imagination for is to be close with us, to be easy, to create the circumstances where you feel relaxed, peaceful, expectant, even excited that we're getting to communicate so clearly and so closely and so intimately. So when you use your imagination in the way I'm going to show you today, it makes it real. Hint, hint. Wink, wink. You'll have to contemplate that one further. When you use your imagination in the way I'm going to show you today, it makes it more real, or makes it real. All right, now how do you use your imagination? You include details. You include your senses, smell, taste, touch. You include feelings, even a purpose. For example, the purpose of today's imagination together, channeling together, is fun. It's to anchor that peace we're talking about inside of you and you inside of it. And it's to be together in this lovely moment without limitation. So, take a long blink and a deep breath. And as you open your eyes and let out the breath, notice that you are standing, use your imagination, on a gorgeous white sand beach. At this moment, there's nobody else on the beach with you, but you scrunch up your toes and you can feel the warm sand in between your toes. You can feel the sun as it is heating your skin. There's a cool breeze keeping you at just the perfect temperature. And you look up a bit and you notice there's some good surf. The waves are crashing a bit, making the air feel electric and alive. You feel so good as you breathe in this whole scene. Now, you're going to call to someone you want to speak with. Now remember, from what we learned, you will only be calling a fifth dimensional or higher being. You may choose anyone you like. Me, your big blue brother. Sananda, Mother God, Serapis Bay. You may choose your higher self, your twin flame. But for right now, choose one and call to that one in your heart. As you do, you look down the beach, squinting a bit, and you notice someone is walking towards you. And your heart starts to beat a little more quickly. Could that really be who you just called coming to speak with you? Of course it is. We always respond when you call us from your heart. Always. So notice how quickly the figure grows, getting closer and closer, and how wonderful it is to see each other. Now, from this point, you may both go and sit on the edge of the water, letting the waves lap up over your feet. Or you may want to sit on a water-worn log together that you noticed just on the beach. Or you may want to go in just past the surf and hang out in the water. Whatever you both decide how you want to be together for your conversation, otherwise known as channeling. See what I'm getting at? This is how it is to be together. And you can pick your own scene. I recommend somewhere in nature, where it's easiest to be yourself. And it's easiest to make that connection with us and us with you. You can pick any location, a mountain meadow, a gurgling creek deep in the woods, the top of a ski slope, wherever it is you would like to meet with who you would like to speak to, and paint the picture with details with your senses. And then practice being together. I say practice because it won't feel as natural to you at first, perhaps, since you're used to being with others who are full of anxiety, having lived challenging lives on the surface of Earth at this time. That's okay. Just be honest about how it is for you. Let us send you messages through our feelings, frequencies of love and joy, messages with words, some without, pictures. Spend as much time as you like with your loved one. And when you're ready to say goodbye, know that the connection is not ever cut. For what is of love is always true. Now, before we leave today, I have a surprise for you from me. So if you're not already in the water, go ahead and turn into the surf and notice you can easily navigate right through the waves that are crashing around you, filling the air with cool spray. Keep going out past the surf until you're waist deep, then going a little deeper. Now, when I tell you you're going to dive into the water and you're going to swim just a little ways and look down, and you will notice a treasure chest nestled in some shells and rocks. And you're going to identify where that treasure chest is and then just pop your head right back out. So everybody take a deep breath and plunge into the cool water and find the treasure chest. All right. Now, later today, when the call is finished and the moment is just right for you, you're going to come back to this beach and dive back into the water and go to the treasure chest where I have left something unique for each and every one of you. Whether you're listening live to this call right now or you're listening live to it at a different time, doesn't make any difference. You can come and claim your gift from Michael. It will be just for you. It may be something. It may be a message. It may be a word. It may be a feeling. But it will be for you from me. This, too, is channeling. And thank you for being our treasure. Thank you for your steadfast, loving ways. I'm going to pass the talking stick to Meg. Sananda's here to come through Catherine. And he has such a wonderful message for us all today. I love you dearly. You are loved, and you are love. And I am your brother, Archangel Michael. Meg?
Yes, Michael, thank you. Oh, what a beautiful message. Thank you. I could feel every bit of it, and I know everyone could. Thank you. Well, let's pass the talking stick to Catherine and our dear Sananda and hear your message today. Welcome, Sananda.
Greetings, everyone. Hello, Meg. Well, that was really fun with Michael, and I want you to know I'm here on the beach with all of you, too. You saw me coming, didn't you, walking down the beach? We're going to talk a little bit about the realizations that all of you have had during your life reviews and during your deep diving. We hear you say, oh, if only I'd known, I would have, could have made the most of that. Well, I'm here today to help you squeeze every drop of value out of your pre-800 numbers life. So you might be thinking, why would Sananda care so much about this time? This is a very special opportunity, this time now. We want you to know your impact is tremendous. This is where my statement comes. You have no idea. And it truly, you have no idea what an enormous impact you all are having, all of you, individually and together. Now, in this time, with the frequencies rising, you can understand and feel truth more assuredly. Your inner deep diving produces more meaningful and lasting discoveries for your soul. Your loving efforts of every kind right now produce results. Now, after the Freedom and Prosperity programs are released, your lives and your life on Earth will change forever. This is it right now, the pre-forever changed time. This is a huge, compressed moment that will expand into the wide-open beauty of an enlightened Earth. Now, your impact. We're going to tell you a story about someone who came to the portal. We asked Catherine to mention the portal today so that I could tell you this story. Now, this has to do with the work that Christine describes and has done, the transmuting. But every single one of you is transmuting, and every single one of you played your part in the story I'm about to tell. Well, here they have their little dog, Che, who barks. He's like dogs sometimes do. They can tell when somebody's coming to the door. He is the doorbell, and he alerts everybody if there's someone at the portal. So this time, someone came to the portal, and as they do, they ask, tell us your name and why you're here. He was a little shy and hesitant, so he came forward and he said, my name is Will, and I'm a little shy, but I want to tell you a story about how your work has affected me. Now you hear, I'm speaking with Will's voice at this moment, with his feeling. This is the feeling he brought. There were tears in his voice as he said, I am so grateful. I can hardly speak the words to say how thankful I am that you kept on, this transmuting, this clearing, this work that we see was so important to you. It made us think. It touched me so deeply. I was one who helped design these programs and implement them, and I used to take pleasure in sending the most awful messages to make light workers feel ashamed or confused or exhausted. I tell you now, I am so sorry for that. I'm healing, and I want you to know it was your work, it was your dedication, and your determination that showed me that Mother and Father are real. I thank Sananda for telling my story. I love you all so deeply, and I have brought with me many more who feel the way I do now in these last moments. We thank you. We thank you with everything we have. You saved our lives. Thank you. I am Will. Thank you, Will. This is Sananda. Yes. Isn't it a relief to once again know the truth? As Will describes it, the more the light rises, the more you're feeling our energies, the more you're feeling your own true nature. And the more you seek and embrace the truth now, the more you will have fun and you'll help others with these huge revelations that are soon to come. You are leading the way, dear ones. So the best place to begin and to continue is by telling yourself the truth about yourself. Of course, sometimes that's the hardest part, but that's where you can make the greatest gains. And the gains that you make right now with your deep diving and your truth-telling about yourself and your own lives will impact your soul. Instead of after, well, you know, after the 800 numbers, when it's easier and everything within you is consciously transmuting into light, right now is what impacts your soul and your humanity the most. Right now. You know, we've told you about how we create in the higher dimensions. In the higher dimensions, there is no lag time in creation. What we think and intend is created instantly. You're preparing for this. Create now what you truly want. For this is the end of your lag time. Now, as Michael showed you, call on us anytime in any place that you imagine, and we are there. I am your Sananda. Namaste, all. Namaste.
Thank you, Sananda.
Music chosen by the Company of Heaven is about to be played.
I can wing it.
Well, it doesn't seem to want to play, so that's fine. This is Catherine. So you hear Christine laughing in the background. We all bid you a wonderful day, and we will be back providing the company of heaven gives us a go-ahead. We'll be here on Saturday and Monday at 2 p.m. So long, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.
We love you.